Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please, of course, hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line Carol Matriciana. Carol, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's always such a privilege being with you. Thank you for allowing me to be your guest again.
Well, of course, you've put together a wonderful new video, which we saw the other evening. It was really going into this same battle. We actually did a program this last hour talking about the New Age infiltration of the Christian church. And tell us about your most recent video.
Well, this recent one is Supernatural Powers, the Battle Between Good and Evil. And the reason that I was motivated to do it was actually from after the Harry Potter video, the one that I made last year with the witchcraft repackaged, making evil look innocent. I realized how very insidious this whole concept of young children and indeed people, they are just not aware of how they get drawn into the occult. Even the church isn't being taught that we are in a battle. You know, it's people are so fascinated by the occult. The media puts it across in such an appealing way. Society is putting it across in such an appealing way. Millions and millions of children are learning about it through books like Harry Potter. And in this film, Supernatural Powers, what is incredible is we interviewed a young man who got introduced through the book Goosebumps. He was such a good reader and an avid reader, and it started off as a sort of way of talking to his schoolmates and classmates, and by the end of the video and by the end of my interview with him, it was absolutely terrifying to see that, you know, he would take out a knife and threaten his mother with a knife, threaten to kill her and his siblings, his sisters. And he started becoming so violent in school with his fellow schoolmates, and it wasn't until his father realized that this was somehow connected to the reading of the Goosebumps book, which of course is put across in the school systems as fantasy literature, just as Harry Potter is. And in the film Harry Potter, you know, we'd spoken about how kids have been taking poison because they do copycat rituals and ceremonies, as Harry Potter does in his book. So kids are doing that, and they've been poisoned, and all sorts of terrible things are happening where people don't associate it with connection with the occult. And so in the film Supernatural Powers, The Battle Between Good and Evil, we show how kids get drawn into the occult and contact with the spirit world through innocent dabblings with the Ouija board, fantasy reading, ghost stories. One girl was introduced to witchcraft through her teacher, who started reading ghost stories to them, and the kids started believing that ghosts were returning human beings who, after they die, just come back and visit people. So, you know, it's a way of just showing people who are not aware how doors and windows can be opened to the occult to help our teenagers and children, because through lack of knowledge, my people perish.
Hang on to that thought. We'll be right back in a moment with Carol Matriciana. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course, our guest today is Carol Matriciana. We're going to be talking about her new video, Supernatural Powers. And of course, Carol speaks with a certain amount of authority because at a very young age, she was drawn into the occult as she was living in India. And of course, there, the occult, the Hindu religion, there was so much occultism over there. And only through her conversion to Christianity did she begin to realize, of course, how she had been deceived. And now, of course, she's put together a number of videos, which we do carry here at Radio Liberty, that go into the background of that. And we carry a video on Harry Potter that came out last year. And what was so frightening is so many good Christians and Christian ministries were advocating children should read. Isn't it wonderful they're reading? Oh, yes, they're reading Harry Potter, but it's all make-believe. Without realizing, of course, we're introducing them and opening their lives to the demonic and to witchcraft. And now, of course, with her new video, the spiritual powers. She dramatizes the fact that the spiritual powers are here. They're in our books. They're in our movies. They're in our videos. And young people, children, inadvertently getting drawn into this through Ouija boards. It's only a game. Or is it much more than a game, Carol?
Well, that's what the film exposes, that these kids did think it was a game. And as one of them testify in the film through a very profound interview, that she and her sisters, in fact, it was her parents that bought the family the Ouija board, and then they started realizing that the pointer was moving on its own and that the kids weren't moving it and the parents weren't moving it. And, then she started getting very frightened. But that started drawing her further and further into the occult because she just became so fascinated. And she wanted to learn more about the power behind these things. And so, you know, that's where we see that people don't understand that there's a fascination, that it's appealing. And in fact, we interviewed a specialist on addiction, and he, with great expertise, explains how addiction works and how these kids, like the boy that read Goosebumps, tried to give it up. He wanted his parents to take it away, and yet after several months, after I think it was weeks or perhaps even months of not reading it, he just couldn't bear to stay away and read his first book again, and then the father found it under his pillow, and that started the addiction, his occult addiction again. And they're very, very pitiful stories that, you know, are there to hopefully create sympathy.
Hold on to that thought for just a moment. We have one more question. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, our guest is Carol Matriciana. We're talking about her new video, which we do carry here. It's called Spiritual Powers. That's Spiritual Powers. And, of course, you have to understand that these powers are out there. I can remember as a young person being fascinated with this idea of water witching and divining. And, of course, that these people could actually find water and actually holding those the branch, the forked branch in my hands and feeling that twisting. Why, I was tapping into that power. Isn't this exciting? And there's water down below there. I just knew it was, and there probably was water there. In fact, I've seen the water, which is working. And of course, there's certain people who have more ability to utilize and tap into this power. But you do this at the risk of your eternal soul. The Bible tells us to stay away from divining, to stay away from this tapping into the dark forces, because they're not imaginary, they're real. But, of course, once you tap into them, why, of course, they begin to take control of your very life and alter your entire outlook. And this is what you found as you talk to these people in these interviews, isn't it, Carol?
Exactly. I think this is a scary thing. And the reason that we decided to bring the video out right now is because this is a time during Halloween when, you go into the stores and you see people becoming more and more desensitized through horrible sort of illustrations of death. And I think that even Christians just don't understand that Halloween is a festival of death. It's where death is glorified, and of course the pagans, who know this holiday as Samhain, and this is the pagan New Year, they see this as a time when the veil is at its thinnest between the old year going out and the new year coming in, when they can actually, through rituals and ceremonies, call down these spirit beings that they believe that will give them power through the rest of the year, that they will bring them power in love, power in their jobs, self-esteem and self-power to get through their lives. And they call this down at this particular time of year, which they see as the thinnest veil, where they can communicate with this spirit world. And so here during this Halloween time, we see that more and more kids, again, are being introduced, are being desensitized to skulls and death and horrible macabre subjects. And in the movie Supernatural Powers, The Battle Between Good and Evil, in fact, one of the ways that the children was lured into the occult was through horror movies and through horror. So, you know, people think, oh, it's nothing, but God has built inside of us a sort of anesthetic, if you will, a sort of terror and a fear of contacting the spirit world. But if this is minimalized, as it is through TV stories like Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Sabrina the Teenage Witch, where you get these young, super blonde teenagers being able to fight off evil through their own powers, this is what teenagers want. This is what kids want today.
And of course, you know, Halloween was Samhain. It was an old occultic ceremony. But we can have that in our schools. It's all right to celebrate this demonic time when, of course, the witches and the goblins come out. But we couldn't dare mention Christianity because that would certainly be bringing religion into the school. And yet, this is the second oldest religion, this Satanism. And because, of course, it was this religion was actually laid out in the Garden of Eden by the serpent of who actually was able to tempt Adam and Eve. And this religion has been here ever since then in one form or another, whether it be through demon worship, or whether it would be through the Druids or through the Masonry or the mystery religions or the Rosicrucians or the Theosophists, but it's there. The witchcraft is a very real movement, and as you brought out so beautifully in one of your videos, you know, how many websites are there up there on the internet for witch where to tap into the witchcraft? What thousand are there?
Dr. Stan, it has changed. Those were the numbers I gave you when we made Harry Potter Witchcraft Repackaged, Making Evil Look Innocent. Since then, since we put together this video, Supernatural Powers, The Battle Between Good and Evil, if you just type in Wicca, you've got over 1,000 books being available for Wicca. But if you put in witchcraft, there are over 2,408, and if you put in paganism, there are hundreds of thousands. So it's just, it is scary, and many, many of them are focused in on children. In fact, if your listeners go to KB Toys website, where Barbie, the Barbie doll's new best pals are, you will see that her two best friends now are Secret Spells Christy and Secret Spells Kayla. And these two, it says that when Kayla gets home from school, she puts on her charm girl jacket and turns into a charm girl ready to mix up potions for you that you can really drink.
I mean, of course, these are the potions like the witches mix up. And we're indoctrinating our children with this, and people have no idea what's going on because they think it's all make-believe.
Dr. Stan, these Barbie dolls go to young, young girls, 7, 8, 9-year-old little girls play with Barbie dolls. And here they're advertising Barbie's two new friends as witches. And it's absolutely incredible how the occult, how our leaders are involved in these dark secrets. But America's children are being force-fed a heavy diet of occultism. And, of course, public school students are being suspended if they're caught with Bibles in their bags. And yet, you know, here we have Harry Potter, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and all these others teaching the globalization, the new religion to our children.
Sometimes I think we live in a world gone mad. Other times I'm sure we do. Well, our guest is Carol Matriciana. We're talking about her new video. It's called Supernatural Powers. And if you have a question or comment on this, why give us a call here at 1-800 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We'd love to hear from you. I've seen the video. I watched it the other evening. It's fascinating. And, of course, you talked to William Sneblin, who was actually very high in a 33rd degree Mason, and then, of course, was taken into these satanic levels of Masonry. And he talks about this battle. He's a fascinating individual, isn't he?
He is absolutely incredible, Dr. Stan. In fact, when we put him into our film on Mormonism and also devil worship, the rise of Satanism, and he mentioned the way that his particular job as a Satanist was to go into churches. So he actually learnt the Bible, learnt Christian jargonese and how to debate and talk along biblical lines so that he could infiltrate and confuse and create division and manipulation. And this is a man who just knows about the occult so well. And he was just wonderful in this new video, Supernatural Powers, the Battle Between Good and Evil, where he so clearly lays out the worldviews between the biblical worldview and the magical worldview, as he calls it, because, of course, he was a magician and a sorcerer and used the very techniques that Harry Potter himself uses in the Harry Potter books. And Bill Sneblin just was so articulate and taught so much in that book, helping the viewer to understand the dark world, and particularly the insidious way that people are drawn in through the movies, through the technical ability now in animation and computer graphics, that there can be shape changing. And Bill is such an expert on the shape changing and vampirism and drug blood drinking, because he used to do that as a sorcerer and vampire when he was in the occult. And so these are all very powerful teachings from a man who knows well, and of course he gives really good scripture balances and views. I think it's a very powerful film, and I think the testimonies of the kids that got involved in it and how the only thing that could basically break the spell was for them to dedicate their lives to Christ, who, you know, whose resurrection power was is able to defeat all this.
All right, fine. Let's go to Jim, who's calling from Salinas. Hi, Jim. Did you have a question or comment?
Yes. I think that the thing we need to do as Christians is co-opt all this stuff. And, for example, with respect to the 31st of October, celebrate Reformation Day, because that was the day in 1517 that Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the Wittenberg door.
All right, fine. But, of course, we're losing a whole generation of children in our school while we celebrate something else. We need to get people educated so that the parents across America really understand what Halloween is all about and really understand that this is not imaginary, that they're using television, they're using movies, they're using books, they're using Harry Potter, because they're after the souls of our children.
Well, and Jim, I think that's a wonderful idea, and there's a fabulous movie out right now called Luther, and I think what we need to do is be able to educate our children back to biblical foundations and to the reformers, and you know, let them learn about the power of the Bible. But as Dr. Stan says, it's very important that Christians also understand the history behind witchcraft, which, for instance, you know, many people say, oh, there's no such thing as witchcraft, it's just fantasy, it's not real. But, you know, this is indeed a religion that has been given charitable status by the IRS. It's a tax-exempt religion. It's got military, the Wiccan chaplains are in the military. This is a Supreme Court ruling religion.
And that is one of the big problems we have, is that the average Christian has no idea what's going on. We have lost Jim. I apologize. I didn't mean to cut you off there. If you want to call back after the break, that's fine. But our job is, of course, to let people understand what we're up against, because, of course, the church is not preparing the people for the real world that our children are being immersed in. No parent who loves their children should have them going to a government school today, or watching television, or watching these programs, or reading about this, because their very soul is at stake. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Our four tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination, a two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi. Recently, a medical journal reported on the world's first proven remedy for the common cold, allicin, the active ingredient in garlic. During winter months, a pure allicin garlic extract reduced the risk of the common cold by 50%. This was demonstrated in a double-blind, placebo-controlled study, science's highest measure of effectiveness. Where do you get pure allicin? You won't find it in store-bought garlic pills, but you'll find it in Alamax. Alamax provides the equivalent of 15 cloves of fresh crushed garlic. Where do you get Alamax? Dial this number now, 866-405-4000. Learn more about Alamax at 866-405-4000.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course I want to mention the Big Berkey water filters, and really in times like this, it's great to have something that you know will give you potable water. Certainly if there was an emergency, we would lose our water supply, or even if you have water that you are concerned about, you want to make sure it doesn't have the harmful chemicals or bacteria or other things in it. Why, you can get, of course, a Big Berkey water filter that, of course, will take out most of the harmful chemicals and most of the chlorine and so many of the pesticides and herbicides and other things that you're concerned about. And, of course, the Big Berkey water filter is made of stainless steel. It's a pattern that's been used for 150 years by missionaries. You put 2.5 gallons in the top. It goes through the ceramic filters, goes through the activated carbon core, comes out the bottom potable. Now, if you want to get rid of your fluoride, you have to get an arsenic and MTBE. You have to get special filters, and we have those available. They're called post filters. But the ordinary, the Big Berkey by itself is $239.95 plus $10 for shipping. And if you buy it through us, you get a four-tape set and or a video that we produce. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to get a Big Berkey and learn more about it. But I have to tell you, they're not available in California. They're available in every state but Iowa and California. However, if you want to get a product that is available in every state but Iowa, that is the Berkey Light, and it's made of Lexan. It's actually clear, so you can see the water levels. The filters really work more efficiently. They're what they call the black Berkey filters. We call them water purifiers rather than water filters. But we have to tell you that they have to be replaced every 2 to 4 years. You can see them both at our website at RadioLiberty.com. The Berkey Light is $199.95. We make the same offer for the four-tape set or the video if you buy it through us. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and we had Jim on the line, and we lost Jim. I pushed the wrong button. Hi, Jim. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Did you have another question you wanted to make?
Yes, I did. I'm a little bit concerned that things can get a bit overstressed. And let me say that when I grew up, we had things like, you know, Grimm's Fairy Tales, Hansel and Gretel, Little Red Riding Hood.
So you really don't think there's anything to worry about with Harry Potter and all of these things that we're filling our children's minds with?
Provided the kids are clearly taught, as I was, that there is no truth whatever to what they're reading, that it's purely imaginary, that it's purely once upon a time make-believe.
And who's going to teach them that?
Hopefully their parents.
Well, of course, Carol, would you like to talk a little bit about what has happened with Harry Potter and how so many of the children actually are writing to find out how they can get to the Hogwarts school? Carol?
Yes. Well, Jim, first of all, I want to ask, what do you think is make-believe? Because as I mentioned earlier, that the Wiccan religion is not make-believe. It's a federally recognized tax-exempt faith. And Satanists hold Halloween the highest regard, as do all pagans. Nature worship is not a fantasy. This is what hundreds of thousands of believers are doing across the nation. And if you say that it's imaginary, what you're doing is you're, in a sense, saying that God, who told us to stay away from witchcraft and sorcery, was telling us to stay away from an imaginary nonsense that couldn't possibly harm us.
And you think that there's any danger in divining and getting into this occult?
Yes, I do. But that's, again, why I said, you know, I was always taught that, you know, things like Hansel and Gretel, for example, were completely imaginary.
Well, we're way beyond Hansel and Gretel. And remember, they've taken God out of our schools. They've taken prayer out of our schools. They've taken any acknowledgement of a supreme being out of our schools. This is a whole different world than when you grew up and when I grew up.
Yeah.
You see, Jim, another thing is that, for instance, let's take Harry Potter, where Harry is a little 13-year-old witch, and there are five books where Harry goes to boarding school, and Harry's teachers are occultists that are teaching Harry how to read, and Harry and 350 other students in his boarding school of Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, where the reader is vicariously learning as Harry Potter and his students and fellow students and peers are learning from the teachers how to be involved in the rituals and ceremonies that thousands are practicing today. Now, when you and I were growing up and looking at reading Little Red Riding Hood or Harry Potter or even, let's say, Sleeping Beauty, while we knew that the witch was bad or the Wizard of Oz, that witch did not teach us the rituals that witches today are learning. And these rituals are being taught to very young children in schools, in the classroom, by teachers reading these things out aloud. And in fact, today I got an email from a grandmother whose grandchild is having nightmares because she is seeing her parents killed, lying in blood through the crystal ball, which is one of the things that the teacher in Harry Potter's school, in Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, one of the actual teachers is gazing into a crystal ball and then gets possessed by a spirit who speaks through her. And all the students are looking at the reality of the spirit world. Now, these are the kind of things that our children are learning in school today.
And, of course, sometimes they're learning even in Sunday school as well. And, of course, some churches use Harry Potter because it's a wonderful idea, you know, because we teach the children to read. And, after all, isn't it the struggle of good against evil? The trouble is, of course, the heroes are evil.
You see, if we want children to read, we could introduce teenagers to pornography and Playboy and Penthouse, and I'll tell you, we could get a group of young kids of 10 and 11-year-old boys reading those magazines, but do we not care about the content anymore of what they read?
All right. Do you have anything else you wanted to say, Jim, before we let you go?
Yes. I had a roommate when I was at Sac State back in the late 70s who was very, at that time, very active in Wicca. So I'm very much aware of Wicca, but I think the thing that people need to be taught is that that is definitely a false religion. You know, we're very much concerned about and very opposed to pagan religions, but we also have to differentiate that which is make-believe as well with respect to the little kids.
Oh, of course, but this is not make-believe. Water witching is real. Satanism is real. Witchcraft is real. Theosophy is real. Masonry is real. And most people don't even have any idea these things really have their root in Luciferianism. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Jim. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we'll be back here in just a moment. We'll take Nathan's call when we return. We have a brand new video today on the Oklahoma City bombing. It's called Oklahoma, What Really Happened. And of course, it consists of a lot of never-before-seen video footage. Now, it was seen in Oklahoma City immediately following the bombing of the Murrah Building, but blacked out across America. And in this footage, you're going to see the commentators talking about the other bombs that were in the building at the time of the initial bombing. We're told, of course, that Timothy McVeigh acted independently. We're told many things by the media, but wherein does the truth lie? Oklahoma City, what really happened, it will give you the opportunity to see long-suppressed video footage of what really transpired. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Oklahoma City, what really happened. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and I just want to tell you about a few of the other items that we carry at Radio Liberty. And certainly one of them would be the Miracle 2 soap products, and we can't make any medical claims for them. We can only tell you that the people who use them really do seem to think that they're very, very beneficial, and so I can tell you I've used the products for several years now, the soap and the gel, and I certainly wouldn't be without them. We hope that if you try them that you will like them as much as most of our users do, and so if you'd like to know more about the Miracle 2 soap products, well, you can go to our website at radioliberty.com, or of course you can call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Ask for an introductory set of these products and give them a try and see if they will be beneficial to you. Again, it's called Miracle 2 soap products, and I will tell you that many of the people who use the soap and the moisturizing soap and the lotion and the gel and the neutralizer really do say that they have had miraculous results. Then, of course, we want to mention that we carry Phenopoly, which is a program that's designed to teach your children and your grandchildren and you yourself how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. So if you'd like, of course, to get one of these programs, now most of the things that are designed to teach children how to read phonetically are $300, $400, $500. This is $139.95. It's 5 board games, 2 bonus games, and we throw in a couple of books with that. And of course, you'll find this will be fascinating. We certainly hope that you'll go ahead and give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Order Phenopoly. We carry the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum. We're for $199.95. Why, you can get a program that'll allow you to take your children from grammar school to high school graduation. It's all on 22 CDs, and everything you need is there. Give us a call today. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest is Carol Matriciana. We're talking about her video entitled Supernatural Powers. But would you, Carol, would you like to talk to Nathan, who's calling us from Contra Costa? Hi, Nathan. How are you doing?
Hi. Good evening to both of you. It's 4 o'clock. I just have a very simple question, and I didn't want to take up too much time. You know, for those of us who follow the three Abrahamic religions and don't celebrate Halloween and don't believe in it, how do you address, in your opinion, the issue of, you know, a child comes to the door and wants candy? How do you address that issue? I mean, do you want to stand there and give them a religious lecture, or just, you know, if a child comes to the door and asks for candy, there isn't any real significance beyond that. You don't have decorations, and you don't really acknowledge the Halloween aspect of it, and you certainly don't get involved in witchcraft or anything like that, or idolatry of any type. So How would you address that issue if you're a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, or, you know?
All right, fine. Now, how would you address that, Carol? When the child comes and says, trick or treat.
Pragmatic question.
Well, I need to tell you that if I choose to give candy to children that are coming around, which I actually don't do, I just go and spend the night out with friends or go to a restaurant, or we just stay away because, quite frankly, you know, I see Halloween and this particular holiday as indeed every opportunity, every day, as an opportunity to discuss truth and relative stuff. And so my last year's Halloween, I actually spent in the Halloween capital of the world, I think it's Anoka in Minneapolis, and talked to Satanists and witches and filmed them and interviewed them so that I could help Christians understand the pagan worldview, you know, from their point of view, so that we could try and shed some light to pagans who are turning in the hundreds and thousands to this religion. It's the fastest growing religion amongst teenagers because they are just not getting answers through biblical churches and people that believe in the Bible. So, your pragmatic question, I'm afraid, falls rather flat with me because I don't stand at the door giving sweets or candy to children anyway. I just choose not to be home that evening.
Yeah, my question really isn't. My question is, you assuming one is home that evening. If one doesn't give candy or sweets, then what does one do? I mean, it.
Well, you would just not answer the door, because I think it's basically, this is the old idea, if you don't give us something, why, we're going to do harm to you. And that is basically a satanic idea.
That's
but
true.
We've embraced this whole thing. You know, in fact, this carries over sometimes into employer-employee relationships. If you don't give us more money, we're going to sabotage your company. And, of course, if we let the kids get away with it when they're young, why, what's wrong with it? I'll let them get away with it when they get older.
Yeah, I think what it is you're absolutely right, Dr. Stan. It's the old sorcerer's trick, the trick of witchcraft, which is manipulation. And, of course, if you go back to the Celtic festival, which this comes from, how the Druids would force people through manipulation to give to them, to give to the priests, or they would give them spells, you know, was called trick-or-treating. If you give us a treat, then we'll let the spirits, we'll leave you alone. But if you don't give us something, then the spirits are going to create havoc with you for the rest of this year. And so many people would pay their dues and light a light outside their door to let the spirits and visiting priests know that they'd already dealt with the gifts. And so that was their appeasement. And, of course, we see that in pagan religions all over the world, that pagans are appeasing the gods of cruelty and kids that want to create harm and poltergeists and mischievous spirits that want to do harm, that you appease them. So later on, the festival took on a whole different light as the Catholic immigrants, the Irish immigrants, came over to America and found it was easier to cut a pumpkin out and put a pumpkin on their door rather than the old turnip that the Celtic priests had put around their bodies with a candle, you know, with their spirit guide in the turnip to sort of go from door to door and house to house getting their goods. So if we look at the traditions behind Halloween and see what they mean, in the film I made, Halloween Trick or Treat, that's what we did. We went into the historical roots of Halloween to try and instruct and educate people as to what it is. And many a time you get Christians saying, well, we celebrate the festival of Samhain, and we call it the Harvest Festival. Well, of course, the pagans and witches love that because they also call it the Harvest Festival, because this is a time where pagans, in fact, do celebrate the eight seasons, and Samhain is one of the seasons, as is the winter solstice and the summer solstice and the autumnal equinox, which was just celebrated a few weeks ago. In fact, it's now called Pagan Pride Day, and I interviewed several pagans 3 weekends ago, asking them how important the season festivals were to them, and they said they were very, very important because the lunar worship and pagan nature worship and harvest celebrating the harvest was, of course, important. So if we understand the roots of paganism, then we can inform people to see the biblical concept that we are meant to worship the Creator and not creation. And we can have a relationship with the Creator who absolutely loves us, and we don't need to appease Him because He indeed has looked after our sins for us.
Well, I'll just leave off with this, that definitely you're right, that Halloween, Christmas, Easter, Valentine's Day, and a whole lot of other holidays have these origins, and people should be at least be aware of that. And
okay, thanks so much, Nathan.
Thank
you.
Nathan, thank you. It was a very thought-provoking question, and I think a lot of people don't understand the pagan roots and feel very intimidated when these holidays come and don't know how to use the holidays as an opportunity to be able to talk about the Creator. And I think, you know, it's a fabulous time. And as your original caller, Jim, said as well, that, you know, we need to know what is fantasy and what isn't fantasy and be able to argue with informed information. With the hopes of leading people to a relationship with their Creator.
Well, of course, there are a lot of people out there who think that, of course, we're just fear mongers. There's nothing to worry about. Everything's going to be fine. God would never let anything bad happen to America. And I would say, why? I mean, if God is just, why He is going to have to bring terrible things to America because we've embraced everything that He told us not to embrace. And, of course, so many of the policies of our government are bringing terrible havoc throughout the rest of the world. If you don't think anything bad is going to happen to Christians, just talk to the people over in the southern Sudan. Talk to the Christians in Rwanda, who in 1994 lived through the Holocaust there. Talk to, of course, the Christians in Nigeria today, who are being slaughtered by the tens of thousands. And if you haven't seen that video, it's called Tears in the Sun with Bruce Willis, see it, because even though it's a Hollywood production, it vividly shows exactly what's going on in Nigeria today and may one day be our fate here in America. Roger, are you there?
Yes, thanks, folks. And I just couldn't let one thing slide that Jim put out, you know, well, Harry Potter versus Hansel and Gretel with evil witches, what's the difference? And that is, there's a stark contrast in that the heroes in the Harry Potter are actually had doing evil things for venal ends, contrasted with these earlier fairy tales, if you will, and drinking alcohol, and I forget all what. There's a variety of evil things that they're cast in the roles of doing.
Well, of course, in Hansel and Gretel, they knew that the witch was evil. And, of course, in Harry Potter, you don't know the witch is evil. Okay, I think it's a good point, Roger. Thank you, and our telephone number is, of course, 464-8295 or 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And, of course, our guest is Carol Matriciana. We're talking about her video, Supernatural Powers, and we recommend that you get this. You need to understand what this is about, and she's talking to people. Some of them are experts on this, like William Sneblin, who been deeply involved with the occult and with witchcraft and with the highest levels of masonry, which, of course, most Masons don't even know exist. And then, of course, there are other people who just got gradually trapped into this. They didn't understand there was anything wrong with playing with a Ouija board. It was just a game. It was just imaginary. And, of course, the trouble is that imagination can be lethal.
Yes, it can, and can lead them down very lethal paths, as we see in the lives of these young people. In fact, one of them that even wanted to just end her life because she felt that there was nothing to live for. And I like what Roger said about the morality of the books being changed, that in the old days there truly was a morality in the fairy tales that drew you to want to live a better life, whereas in Harry Potter, his morality is that you use magic for what Harry sees as good reasons, and yet Harry's power is exactly the same, comes from the same source as the evil Lord Voldemort, who uses that same power for evil things. And as we see in the book, that Harry also is able to use that power when he gets angry to blow up his aunt or cast spells on people that, you know, he doesn't want to do something. And of course we see that Harry lies and cheats to get the results that Harry wants. And why not? Harry is a witch with pagan morality, and hundreds of thousands of children all over the world are being converted to this new pagan morality. The books are now in over 47 languages and in 200 countries, and the global child is learning that paganism and witchcraft is appealing and can give them power.
And I think the interesting thing about Harry Potter is that actually when he lies and is deceitful, that's a good thing. That's not bad. And what sort of a lesson are we teaching our children?
Yes, Harry gets rewarded. He gets points for his house faculty. He gets his team gets points. And when he does wrong things, you're absolutely right. Many times, even though the occult teachers reprimand him and say, well, tut, tut, Harry, they still give him points, and the house cheers him in the end. And, you know, his boarding house wins. So, yes, it's certainly teaching a different type of morality. It's teaching relativism. It's teaching that the means justifies the end, and our children are getting new lessons in pagan morality.
Well, let's go to A.J., who's calling from Carmel Valley. Hi, A.J., how are you?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Halloween was originally All Souls' Eve, celebrated by the Catholic Church for the praying of lost ones in purgatory. Now, there's no such thing as purgatory. That was ruled years ago for taxes.
Well, I think, though, that it long antedated that.
Yes, but it's
because, of course, this was an old pagan ceremony, but Carol's much more of an expert on that. How would you address A.J., who says, well, this was certainly used by the Catholic Church to pray for souls in purgatory? Do you know anything about
that? Well, A.J., there is some truth to what you say. Actually, Samhain is centuries and centuries old. As I mentioned, it came into popularity some 300 years before the birth of Jesus, so way before the Catholic Church, when the Druids walked the land of Britain and before the Romans even came in to conquer Britain. In fact, when Julius Caesar came in to conquer Britain, he saw that at Samhain, this particular time at the end of the pagan year, there was a great 150-foot-tall straw man filled with human beings who were being offered to the god of death, the lord of death, on this festival of Samhain. So it was something that by the time that the Roman Catholic Church came into power, many, many years later, the Pope struck back in about the 8th century when, in an attempt to get the people to abandon the festival of Samhain and all its occult practices, he established All Saints' Day on November the 1st. Now, this holiday had originally been in May, and you're absolutely right, it was to honor the hallowed ones, the Christian dead, but it got moved from May to November, the first day of November, and in an attempt to honor, because it was a festival, in a sense, honoring the dead, so we got Samhain, the same festival that celebrated the Lord of Death, then got pushed forward, and instead of being called the Evening of the Hallowed Ones, it got to be called All Hallowed's Evening, and then got turned to Halloween. But I think what we need to understand is that to link Halloween with the Christian Church makes less sense than for the Jewish survivors of the Nazi Holocaust to happily celebrate the birth of Adolf Hitler, honoring the morals and reenacting the practices of the death camp.
And I think, of course, you know, today we see in the Nevada desert every year the Burning Man ceremony, when they have this 75-foot man, you know, a paper mache. But isn't that sort of a takeoff on, of course, this 150-foot man that they had stuffed with human beings that was used for their burning every year?
Well, I think it was, and in fact, the originator of the Burning Man Festival will say that it originally started off when he and his girlfriend had a dispute, and he, of course, stuck little pins into this little doll and burnt it on one of the San Francisco beaches, and then the burning of the human being on top of this little wood pile happened every moon festival, and eventually it's now become an annual festival with a great big tall 80-foot Wicker Man, and it isn't papier-mâché. In fact, I was there several years ago, and it is built of wicker and wood. It's an enormous edifice, and that festival of several days is a deeply pagan satanic in some cases, depending, you know, which various different camps of masochists and homosexuals and nudists and pagans and witches and all sorts of people go there to celebrate. But yes, it is definitely part of the concept of, you know, worshipping in a sense of paganism. But I hope that answered AJ's question about Hallowed Evening being way before Samhain, and that it was a festival of the church.
Well, I didn't know that, but AJ, do you have anything else you wanted to say?
Well, don't give to UNICEF. That's all.
All right.
Don't send your kids out for that.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right, God bless you guys.
All right, fine.
Terrific, AJ.
And of course, really, of course, I read all of the pagan and Luciferian things, and they all talk about the United Nations, how wonderful the United Nations is, and of course, UNICEF is simply a branch of the United Nations, using little children to go around to raise money for their satanic organization, because behind this, most people support this organization, UN. They have no idea what it's all about, but believe me, every Satanist does, and the witches understand it, and of course, the people who worship the dark side understand it, and of course, most Americans just go along blithely because nobody ever tells them the ultimate goal. A one world government, a new world religion. Carol, do you have a quick parting thought? We're almost out of time.
No, Dr. Stan, except to thank you very, very much for the work you do. You are a powerhouse of information. I've always admired you, and I would encourage all your listeners to get your product and listen to you, because you are just marvelous. So,
oh,
I would encourage them to get spiritual, supernatural powers, the battle between good and evil, and learn more about the difference between angels and fallen angels.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City? Well, a very important video is the cover-up in Oklahoma City. It really consists of film clips that were actually taken from video footage shot during the first 2 or 3 days after the bombing. And you'll actually hear the commentators in Oklahoma City talking about the second bomb, the third bomb that had been disarmed. Now, if they were actually disarming bombs there, why didn't we hear that throughout the rest of the country? You'll actually hear an interview with one of the gentlemen who was in the Murrah building at the time that the bomb went off, and he had time then to jump underneath his desk before the glass blew in from outside. Obviously, there were two bombs, one inside, one outside. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course, I want to remind you, you can get Carol Matriciana's video through Radio Liberty, giving us a call at 1-800-544-8927. It's Supernatural Powers, the Battle Between Good and Evil, and you need to get it, and you need it to show to your children and to your friends and the people in your church so they can begin to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the soul of America. Most people have no idea what's going on today because, of course, we're being put to sleep, and we do not have the leaders who are explaining to us that this involves our children and the rapture of the souls of our children. And if you have any children, get them out of the government schools, because they're there to destroy their faith in God and in family and country, and they're doing a great job. So let me again suggest you get the material. We'd be glad to send you our newsletters. We'd be glad to send you our catalog, and listen to our programs and copy them and help us to get the truth out to others. I just want to mention, of course, the Institute of the Constitution. And the Institute of the Constitution is a vehicle by which you can begin to teach people about America's Christian heritage. The most carefully kept secret in America today, and certainly seldom mentioned in our churches and never mentioned in our schools or our universities or by our leaders, that America was a Christian nation. It was founded by Christians on Christian principles, and repeatedly the Supreme Court held this was a Christian nation, until the wicked people took over our courts and began changing it. And the whole idea was to change us from a Christian to a secular and then to a pagan nation. And they've accomplished it. Well, you need, of course, to get the information from the Institute of the Constitution. Give them a call at 410-760-9068. That's 410-760-9068. Or go to their website at iotconline.com. That's iotconline.com. And help us take America back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I have to remind you that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and I do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to find out what we do 5 hours every day, as we're on radio and shortwave and internet and satellite, and we're reaching out our weekend program, heard by on 35 stations. We needed to hear it on 350 stations, because we're going to give you the information you won't get from Bill O'Reilly or from Rush Limbaugh or from Dan Rather or Tom Brokaw or Barbara Walters, and put the spiritual battle in which we're involved into its geopolitical concept and context. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters for a suggested gift of $20 a month, you'll get our four best tapes of the month, you'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping in this battle for the survival of America. And if you'd like to get a free copy of our newsletter, we'll be glad to send you one. It's give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Our September newsletter is the testimony before the investigating committee that was set up by the Congress going into 9/11. It was in March of this year. Mindy Kleinberg talked about what happened, what really happened on the morning of September 11th. Of course, as you would expect, the controlled media blocked out what she said, and you can get it on the Internet, or you can get it in toto in the September newsletter from Radio Liberty. Just give us a call. We'll get that to you free of charge. And then we ask you, of course, to go to our website, radioliberty.com, and you can see the various products that we have there that help, at least in part, to subsidize what we do. And, of course, if you're interested in the Berkey products, Big Berkey or the Berkey Light products, if you buy them to us, why, you'll get certainly a free video or a free tour tape set. But go to our website. You can actually see the products there. And, of course, we work with the New Millennium products, and we can get anything that they have for you. Again, that website is radioliberty.com. You can hear our radio programs there 5 hours a day. You can actually listen to many of our archive programs. You can re-listen to this program if you want to, because so many of our programs are archived there. They're available for about 6 weeks afterwards, and because we want you to get the information. We want you to make copies of the programs. We want you to distribute them to your friends and to your family and give them the sense of urgency that I feel. I've been at this for 40 years, and I feel we're reaching the end of America. We're involved in a war overseas, and if you really think we're going to bring our troops home here in a year or 2 years, you're sadly mistaken. We're going to go to war with Syria, we're going to go to war with Iran, and of course with other countries as well. We have troops stationed all over the world. We are, of course, the new empire, the world empire, but this is not going to work because there's going to be tremendous reaction throughout the world, and of course we are going to spend ourselves into financial oblivion. And if you're reading the financial newsletters as I do, why, it's only a matter of time before our currency collapses. And of course Richard Russell is talking about the dollar has already lost 30% of its value. It's going to lose another 30 to 40% of its value. What's going to happen to your pension? What's going to happen to your CDs? What's going to happen to your savings? What's going to happen to your annuities? What's going to happen to your children if America is destroyed? Because you destroy a currency and you destroy the nation. We have a wonderful book. It's called Fiat Money, Inflation in France. We sell it along with Bastiat's The Law. You need to get it. I read it 50 years ago, 40 years ago. It was written 100 years before that, about an event that happened 100 years before that. It's called Fiat Money, Inflation in France. And as you read that book, written over 140 years ago, it's like reading what's going on in America today. Fiat Money, Inflation in France, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Because if the American people don't turn back to God, why, certainly God will never again bless this nation. And lastly, we ask you to remember to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until Monday, when we'll be back with you once again, Dr. Stan saying goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.